July 10th. As we now turn our attention to the New Testament, we'll be reading from the book of Acts, chapter 27, verses 21 through 44. Paul's counsel gets rejected. I mean, what did a Jewish tent maker know about sailing a ship anyway? So the advice of the experts and the vote of the majority carried the day. When you are impatient and uncomfortable, and when the golden opportunity seems to come along, beware, a storm may be brewing. And they hear Paul's encouragement. Paul was right to say, "I told you so," but he followed it with a word of promise from the Lord and a word of encouragement from his believing heart. At a time like that, people need promises, not preaching. And they were following Paul's example. Paul publicly gave thanks and directed their hearts to God, which encouraged everybody. The weary passengers needed strength for what lay ahead, and that meant taking time to eat. Paul was practical as well as very perceptive. Although Paul started the voyage as a prisoner and passenger, he ended it as the captain of the ship. The ship was lost. But by the grace of God, Paul's presence saved all the passengers. Can the Lord depend on you to sail by faith when you face the storms? Can others depend on you? And with that, let's begin our reading today in the New Testament. July 10th, Acts chapter 27, verses 21 through 44. No one had eaten for a long time. Finally, Paul called the crew together and said, "Men, you should have listened to me in the first place and not left Fair Havens. You would have avoided all this injury and loss. But take courage. None of you will lose your lives, even though the ship will go down. For last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me, and he said, 'Don't be afraid, Paul, for you will surely stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God in his goodness has granted safety to everyone sailing with you. So take courage, for I believe God. It will be just as he said, but we will be shipwrecked on an island.' About midnight, on the 14th night of the storm, as we were being driven across the Sea of Adria, the sailors sensed land was near. They took soundings and found the water was only 120 feet deep. A little later they sounded again and found only 90 feet. At this rate, they were afraid we would soon be driven against the rocks along the shore, so they threw out four anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. Then the sailors tried to abandon the ship. They lowered the lifeboat as though they were going to put out anchors from the prow. But Paul said to the commanding officer and the soldiers, 'You will all die unless the sailors stay aboard.' So the soldiers cut the ropes and let the boat fall off. As the darkness gave way to the early morning light, Paul begged everyone to eat. 'You haven't touched food for 2 weeks,' he said. 'Please eat something now for your own good, for not a hair of your heads will perish.' Then he took some bread, gave thanks to God before them all, and broke off a piece and ate it. Then everyone was encouraged, and all 276 of us began eating, for that is the number we had aboard. After eating, the crew lightened the ship further by throwing the cargo of wheat overboard. When morning dawned, they didn't recognize the coastline, but they saw a bay with a beach and wondered if they could get between the rocks and get the ship safely to shore. So they cut off the anchors and left them in the sea. Then they lowered the rudder, raised the foresail, and headed toward shore. But the ship hit a shoal and ran aground. The bow of the ship stuck fast, while the stern was repeatedly smashed by the force of the waves and began to break up. The soldiers wanted to kill the prisoners to make sure they didn't swim ashore and escape. But the commanding officer wanted to spare Paul, so he didn't let them carry out their plan. Then he ordered all who could swim to jump overboard first and make for land, and he told the others to try for it on planks and debris from the broken ship. So everyone escaped safely ashore.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Mike Wells. I have the privilege of being a director out here in Lancaster for Phase 1 and Phase 2. Quickly want to share a few things that's been on my heart. As many of you know, over the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 months, my family personally has gone through some pretty difficult transitions, and it's been something that we've struggled with and worked through, and it's been very difficult, very difficult to process the emotions, the hurts, the pains that come along with hard transitions. And it's very easy to become horizontal, meaning focusing on the situations and the circumstances, the hurt, the regrets, and then also being there for others in your family that are going through very similar situations. And it's so easy to get caught into the cycle of that pain. Now, it's necessary to deal with the pain, to deal with the grief, to deal with the hurt, to deal with the regret. But I think what is key to that is that we don't stay horizontal, but we bring what is horizontal vertically to God. And over this last week, that's been the challenge personally for me, is that God's drawing me and encouraging me to give those things to Him. And in turn, He replaces that pain with joy, that suffering with gratefulness, that hurt with perseverance and strength. And He shows me and He shows us that though we are, and it's necessary to deal with these things that happen, these transitions, these emotions, primary and secondary emotions, whatever is going on, that we don't forget that we cannot bear it on our shoulders. It's too overwhelming. It's too much for humanity. We were never meant to carry these things. We were meant to deal with it and let it go to God. And God, in His divine power, strength, might, is all-knowing, all-powerful, wovens with inside of us those broken pieces and mends them, and somehow, some way, in His perfection and presence, makes us whole. And breakthrough happens, and we are using what was once painful and hurtful for His glory, for His purpose, to help others. Love you guys. Hopefully this helps. This is right where I'm at in my life. So enjoy your day, and God bless each one of you.